Is it the sense? Is a sign of loving birds, whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines.
When he was born, his father had carried him to blessed shrine of Hazrat Nafisa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. From 18 years of age all the up until 40, about 22 years he spent teaching. Age of 40 he stopped teaching. He spent his time in solitude right next to the river Nile, the longest river in the world. When we walked 27 steps, I opened my eyes and we were at the Jannat al-Ma'ala, and then we went and also performed tawaf, prayed the Asr Salah, took his hand and he walked 7 steps, he reached Egypt again. One of his students had said that I myself witnessed writing, authoring 3 books in one day. He also answered any questions and he was also dictating to write other things. He says, I have witnessed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam 75 times in the state of wakefulness. Dua he made was, Ya Allah, grant me knowledge of fiqh like Hazrat Sirajuddin al-Bulqini radhiyallahu ta'ala an. Grant me knowledge of hadith sharif like Hazrat Ibn Hajar Asqalani. Beautiful works about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that I hope all of my work will be accepted and that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall intercede for me on the day of judgment. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of Blessed Shrines of the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Today we've come to a great individual, a great alim-e-deen, a great scholar, a great muhaddith, a great mujtahid. Let's begin by listening to the virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Undoubtedly there are many virtues, there are many blessings and benefits in sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was seen in a dream and he was asked that, oh Imam Shafi'i, ma fa'alallahu bika, that how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with you? And Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu replies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his divine mercy upon me. He has showered me with blessings. He asks, why? What is the reason for this? And Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu replies, because in my book Al-Risala, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a very, very important book, a brilliant book of Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, known as Al-Risala. He says, because I wrote the Durood Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my book. Which Durood Sharif is this? He says, I wrote, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, adada ma dhakarahu al-dhakirun, وَعَدَدَ مَا غَفَلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ الْغَافِلُونَ. Undoubtedly there are many blessings in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also writing the Durood Sharif also, my dear viewers of Madani channel. let's make it an intention of ours, to make it a practice of ours, to regularly send the Ruh Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in Egypt, the city Cairo, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. We have come to the blessed shrine of none other than this great scholar, this great mujtahid, Hazrat Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's learn a little more about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, we are in Cairo, Egypt. We are visiting various shrines of the noble, the great sahaba-i kiram, the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you know, previously we've heard about the great imam, Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was, you know, amongst the great a'imam, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And he said that they also influenced Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala an. And alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate to be at the graveside, at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Currently, there is much work which is going on, and what the locals have told us is that this work has been going on for over 3 years. And throughout the entire 3 years, they've only opened it once for 2 hours, my dear viewers. Only for 2 hours they have opened the shrine to give access to the people. And when the people had come, you know, that people had come from faraway cities, and the entire streets were full of people waiting to visit Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But alhamdulillah, we are fortunate to still be here. We are very, very blessed to be in such a noble place, and we can see the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu from here. Because of the, you know, the dangers of if we were to possibly go in there and get hurt, because there's a lot of work going in there, for this reason we have not gone in, but we have remained outside, and alhamdulillah, we are seeking blessings by sitting outside. Now, the life of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a mujtahid, he was a muhaddith, he was a faqih, he was a great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Where to begin, subhanallah? There was the great Hazrat Imam Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was born in the year 70 or 80 AH, and he passed away 150 years after Hijri. But the same year Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away, that same year there really was somebody who had come to replace him in a way, you can say, my dear viewers. This was none other than Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Imam Shafi'i was born the same year that Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu had passed away. In 150 AH, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. Now, it said that he was born, there's a difference of opinion. Some state he was born in Gaza. Most people say he was born in Gaza, my dear viewers. And the reason for the difference of opinion is because some say he was born in Asham, they say he was born in Syria. But during that day, during that time, my dear viewers, Syria itself, or Asham, which we call Syria in Arabic, we call it Asham, nowadays a better translation would be Greater Syria. Because nowadays Syria, yes, this was Ash-Sham, but also nowadays Jordan, Lebanon, and Palestine. All of these four countries, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, all of these actually constitute the Ash-Sham, which was known as Ash-Sham in the Ahadith Sharif, Ash-Sham in that day and age. So he was born in Ash-Sham, nowadays Gaza, Gaza as we would call it, in Palestine. When he was born in Palestine, he was born in a noble family. In such a noble family that we have heard of people who are known as to be, you know, Sayyids. And them days they would call them Sharif or Sharafa, meaning they are from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And he said that both his mother and his father were from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was a Sayyid, he was a Sharif, he was from the Sharafa. In fact, he was so closely related that he said that he was the son of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And who was Abdullah? Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of the great Hazrat Imam Hassan al-Musanna radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Hassan al-Musanna radiallahu anhu is the son of the famous Hazrat Imam Hassan, the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the son of Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And his mother, she herself was a great faqiha, she herself was a great scholar, and it was she that had inspired him. And this is a very, very important lesson to especially mothers, but all parents out there, that the effect or the greatness of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu in one respect is all down to his own mother. The effect a mother plays is huge, my dear viewers. You know, the mother is the first school of a child. The first school of the child is the mother's lap, because it is the etiquette, it is the mannerism of the mother which really affect the child. Her emotions, even before the child is born, how she feels, her emotions, these are hugely playing an impact on the child. And his mother had sent him to the desert. It said that from 5 years, some state, you know, from 10 to 12 years, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent so many years in the desert. By the age of 7, he had memorized the glorious Quran. By the age of 10, he had memorized the Muwatta of Imam Malik. What is this? This is a compilation of Hadith Sharif by the great Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the four great Imams of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He had memorized it all. Take a look at it. Allahu Akbar. He had memorized it all by the age of 10. And he said that the reason why his mother sent him to the desert was, and subhanAllah, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his parents also, Hazrat Abdullah, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, well, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu had passed away, but Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the desert. So Hazrat Halima al-Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha to the Banu Sa'd in that time. Why? Because it is good, it makes the child, it makes them strong. And especially for the language, the Arabic grammar would be on point, it would be perfect. And similarly, the best tribe known to these people was the tribe of the Banu Hudhaylma, my dear viewers. And the Banu Hudhayl, they possessed the best Arabic grammar. Their eloquence was pinnacle. They possessed the best of eloquence in the Arabic language. And so Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, due to him spending time with them, spending years with them, he possessed the greatest Arabic speaking skills. So much so that Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became an authority in Arabic language. Meaning if somebody differed, then they would take whatever Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu would say, they would say, just because he said this, then that must be correct. SubhanAllah. And this was one science which Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu had mastered. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself tells us, and he says, كَانَدْ هِمَّتِي فِي شَيْئَيْنِ. He says that my focus was on two things. mainly, you know, two things, out of all things, two, which I really, really focused on. One of those, he says, was fil ramyi, and the thani, and the second was fil ilm. That one of his focuses was on the archery maneuvers. He loved archery. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he says, فَصِرْتُ مِنَ الرَّمْيِ حَتَّى أُصِيبَ مِنَ الْعَشَرَ عَشَرَ. He says that I reached such a level in archery that if I was to take 10 shots, I would hit my point each and every single time. I would hit the point 10 times. This is how brilliant he was in archery maneuvers. And then Hazrat, and then it's mentioned, the person narrating this, he says, فَسَكَتَ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ. The Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would, because he mentioned two things, فِي شَيْءٍ. He mentioned that, كَانَتْ هِمَّتِي فِي شَيْءٍ. I had focused on two things. One was archery. He mentioned how great he was in archery. But the second was فِي الْعِلْمِ. The second was in knowledge, فَسَكَتَ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ. And he did not praise himself when it came to the knowledge. And then it stated, فَقَالَ بَعْدُ الْحَاضِرِينَ, that somebody from amongst those people who were present, they said, O Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they said to him that you have attained in your knowledge أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مِنْ الرَّمْيِ. They state that you have attained such a level which is even greater than what you had attained in archery. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, this was the brilliance of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yes, he was brilliant at archery. He was also a brilliant horse rider, my dear viewers of the new channel. Yes, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i was a brilliant horse rider. Archery is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Horse riding is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should try horse riding. I'm sure you love it, and try it with the intention of acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we shall move on and learn a little more about the life of Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are learning about the life of Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, it's mentioned by Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as I mentioned, that it was his mother who influenced him. And his mother, when she sent him to go and seek knowledge, my dear viewers, then she said to him that when you do go to Hazrat Imam Malik, Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the great scholar, he was the great teacher. And she said that when you do go to him, then seek his respect, his manners before his knowledge. And this was a very, very important lesson, because we hear and we talk about seeking knowledge, my dear viewers, but knowledge is a tool, and without knowing how to use the tool properly, it is no good. So we must also have respect for knowledge. We must have respect for our teachers. And yes, Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they said he had approximately 17, Ibn Hajar radiallahu anhu mentions, he has approximately 17 very, very important teachers, main teachers. people Hazrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also a Tabi'i Madhabi, was. He was amongst the great teachers. Hazrat Imam Malik was his main teacher. And yes, sometimes he would differ with his teachers. It said that Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he differed with Hazrat Imam Malik, he would say that my master mentioned this and my opinion is this. You see, he was a mujtahid, so he was able to give his own opinion. He was a great scholar. He was from the Aima'i Arba'a. In fact, the great Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states about him that huwa mujaddidu mi'ati thaniya, that he was the mujaddid, is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ta'ala yab'athu lihadihi al-umma ala ra'si kulli mi'ati sanatayn man yujaddidu laha deenaha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the ending of every single century, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a mujaddid who shall revive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal states that for the second century, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the mujaddid. My dear viewers, let's continue exploring the life of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The blessed shrines. This was Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says this, that he was the mujaddid of the second century. So yes, one of the four imams, Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the student of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He called him the mujaddid. And it said about Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal that he had memorized 1,000,000 ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines.